Chemical Products Group Omnia reporting a 4% decrease in first half headline earnings per share. Revenue up by 1.1% to 7.6 billion rand, and they've declared a dividend of 190 cents a share for the 6 month period. Rod Humphries is CEO and joins us now. Rod, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure.
What impacted on earnings during the period?
There were a number of issues. I think if I start with the chemical sector, you know, the chemical space has been difficult or challenging for quite some time now. And really we sell into the industrial and manufacturing sector, mainly of South Africa. And with the low GDP growth going through and with the issues in mining, that has impacted on the industrial and manufacturing space. That's been under pressure, and we've concentrated most of our energies in getting the efficiencies of this business up, and I think it's starting to bear fruit. Okay. But nevertheless, it's going to be a challenging business for some time.
And what about the agricultural space?
I think in agriculture, the interim period doesn't say a lot for a seasonal business like that we have in fertilizer, where typically most of the turnover occurs in the second half of the year, which you would expect with a summer-related business. Mm. So the rains are late, and we would therefore expect a very good and strong second half, which traditionally is what we have, but I think this year even more so with the late rains. So we're expecting a good, strong, solid performance coming through from our fertilizer business in the second 6 months.
And as you move up into the rest of the continent where you do sell some of your products, what is the environment there?
No, I think it's pretty much normal with respect to prior years. I think it doesn't matter whether there's a recession or no recession, one needs to eat.
Yeah.
And there's been growth in many of the countries to the north of us in their fertilizer requirements. And, you know, our volumes are constantly growing. So we're actually quite delighted with the way our fertilizer business is going. Our plants are breaking new records every day in terms of production. So I think the business is going along quite well.
Were your fertilizer margins under pressure?
I think the dollar prices are a little bit are muted at this point, probably, and some of the products are on the low end of the commodity cycle. Mm-hmm. It is offset to some degree by the rand-dollar movement. But in general, I think that the business is well set for a good second 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the currency, the weak rand, of course, good for the selling prices across your three divisions, but not your imported raw material costs. At what level does it become a problematic with the rand?
No, look, I think that we prefer a weaker rand. So it's true what you say, that both our selling prices move up, but so do our raw material costs. But ultimately, raw material costs are a lower figure than selling prices. So typically, we would make a higher gross margin in circumstances like that, and most of our costs are rand-based. Mm. So there is a benefit that comes through. But I think more importantly, most of our customers prefer a weaker rand, whether you're a miner or a farmer. All of your produce prices or commodity prices are also driven by the rand-dollar impact. So, you know, that typically a weaker rand typically drives some of our volumes.
And what sort of capital expenditure did you deploy during the period?
Look, we're cutting back now on capital expenditure. Mm. We've really gone through quite an intense capital expenditure period over the last 5 years where we debottlenecked and, in fact, expanded our production, which we're now really settling down and well organized, and we're now starting to derive the benefits flowing from those plants running at higher rates. So we think we're going to be into a lower capital expenditure program for at least the next year or so. Our balance sheet at the moment is extremely strong, so lower capital expenditure means that the debt will come down even faster. And that puts us in a great position for growing the company over the next few years.
And your inventories, they were up. Are you comfortable with their levels?
Yes, as I said, the rains are late. Mm. So you would expect the inventories to be at a higher level just prior to the rain season. And as the rains come through, we will then start to use those inventories and convert them into cash. And I think that's absolutely a normal kind of operating cycle, particularly for our fertilizer business.
Well, as you say, the rains were late, but they're here. We certainly feel them in Johannesburg. And the strikes are behind us. So what are your prospects then, Rod?
Well, I think in agriculture it looks good. I think in mining it's a bit more challenging. Mining has been a great engine of growth for us over the last couple of years, and there's definitely a slowdown in mining with some of the mining commodity prices coming down. But nevertheless, I think there's still opportunities in that space. So we see copper is still growing quite nicely. It seems to be a lot more recession-proof than some of the other metals and minerals. And then we all know that Eskom needs a lot more coal in going forward into the future. Mm. So there again, I think there's opportunities to be had.
All right, we'll leave it there. Rod Humphries is the CEO of Omnia.